It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. On Friday, the State Ethics Commission dismissed two allegations in an ethics complaint against Democratic House Speaker Brian Egolf and referred the complaints to a legislative ethics committee. The Albuquerque Journal reports that the commission did not announce a decision on the complaint's third allegation that Egolf had failed to disclose a conflict of interest. Speaker Egolf has denied the allegations. A new season of Fronteras, a Changing America, kicked off on television on KRWG Public Media. On this first episode of the season, we learned more about a new dental school in the borderland. To find out more information, I talked with Dr. Richard Black, dean of the El Paso Woody L. Hunt School of Dental Medicine at the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. Dr. Black, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Anthony. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Can you share with us a little bit about the mission of the school and what it's going to offer the area?
Well, I think the mission of the school is the same mission as the Health Sciences Center that we belong to here at Texas Tech. And that is two major things. One is to educate future healthcare leaders. And the second thing is to take care of the population that's very unique to Southern New Mexico and the borderlands. Texas Tech University System, which is the third largest system in Texas, made the decision politically and financially to establish a dental school in Western Texas. So they picked the largest population area, which would include Las Cruces and Juarez for that matter, and said, let's put the dental school where we need it the most. And that is in an area that's very underserved as far as general dentists as well as specialists. All of Southern New Mexico is underserved as compared to national numbers, and certainly all of Western Texas is underserved. So the idea is that students tend to stay and practice where they train, which is one way to explain why almost 60% of the licensees in Texas practice in five counties. And three of those counties out of the five happen to be where the dental schools are currently: Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio.
I want to talk a little bit about the need for the region to have more dental professionals in the area. I know you contributed to an op-ed in the Dallas Morning News in 2018 stating that 54 counties in Texas have no dentists, and most of them are located in West Texas. Can you share a little bit more about the need?
Yeah, it's a tremendous problem. You know, everything that you would consider to be west of I-35 is considered to be Western Texas, and that includes some pretty big cities like Amarillo, Lubbock, Midland, Odessa, Abilene, San Angelo, El Paso. We have some bright people that come from our area, but what happens to them is we don't get them back after they go down and train. Either they are impressed with that part of Texas, there's more opportunity possibly. They meet someone down there, and so they end up staying. There was a study that we did for the legislature that showed out of 10 years of the three dental schools graduating 300 students a year, so that's 3,000 students. Over 10 years, we only had 22 dentists return to Western Texas out of all those dentists. So the idea that they don't have a dentist in 54 counties is true, but they also don't have a physician or a nurse practitioner or a Walmart for that matter. So, you know, it's not that Western Texans or Southern New Mexicans, you know, are not resilient. They know, they try to find healthcare where they can, but there are places now where there's simply not a dentist for 200 miles and people have to try to drive there. And that's part of the problem of why we have the kind of chronic health conditions that we do in our part of the world, is we just don't have access to really good care. And if we don't have transportation, we don't have a high dental IQ, there's not a dentist in town, people tend to not go. 50% of El Paso County is being registered as not seeing a dentist on a regular basis, maybe never. And we do know that if your oral health is poor, your overall health is going to be poor. So if you have some of the chronic conditions that we see in our part of the world, obesity, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, cancer, all that's going to be worse if you don't have access to good oral health care, and then use that access to make sure you have good oral health.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Richard Black. He is the Dean of the Woody Hunt School of Dental Medicine at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center in El Paso. Thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you, Anthony.